we come now to a rather different area of communication. And what you're going to see is a work in progress, really, which is Israel is going to have the book with him, but he's performing it, and we're in process to develop a show. We decided that it was okay to... This is like a completely unofficial pre-premiere to do this short dramatization. Many of you will remember Alec McCowan doing Mark's Gospel at the Mermaid Theatre and elsewhere in London so long ago, and many brilliant versions, not only of that, but of other biblical books. But I was rather fascinated by the idea of taking something as raw as the Book of Galatians, and you're going to see most of the book, and it's very raw. It's really one of the very earliest documents of the New Testament, much earlier than the Gospels, and it is probably no more than 20 years after, or even less than that, after the death and resurrection of Jesus. And this is Paul at an extraordinary moment, if you like, a white heat moment of the birth of the gospel in some respects, because Paul, in some ways, in my view, he's declaring the first great anti-apartheid statement. If you've lived and worked in South Africa in the townships, as I did in the 1980s and so on, a book like Galatians is enormously powerful, because what Paul is dealing with is he has preached the gospel to the people in southern Galatia in all likelihood, and they have received him willingly and gladly. They've loved him. They've been a wonderful relationship. And what Paul is concerned with, as the person who's been the most Jewish, the most Pharisaical, literally, he has abandoned all that because he's discovered something else, which is a complete freedom in Christ. It's a charter for freedom, Galatians. Having left those churches, he's discovered that people have infiltrated into the Galatian churches. You're talking about 48, 49 AD kind of time. And basically they've said, actually, Paul's got it wrong. He's not given you the whole gospel. You're going to have to be circumcised. You're going to have to become a Jew. You can be a Christian Jew, that's fine. But if you're a Gentile and you're not circumcised, you're a class two Christian. And Paul is so shocked and saddened by this, at the loss that's happened to the church, that he writes to the churches of Galatia, to the Galatians. So that's what this remarkable book is about. And that's just some background. So whatever you believe or whatever your background, you will understand, I'm sure, from this, something of the real personality of Paul and the power of Scripture itself when it's actually read more or less as a whole. And you will become briefly the people of Galatia. So, welcome to the world of Galatians.
Paul, an apostle. Not from men or through some man, but from Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. To the churches of Galatia, peace be to you and grace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of God the Father, to whom be glory throughout all ages, forever and ever. Marvel that you are deserting so soon the one who called you by his grace to follow another gospel, when there is no other. Though there would be some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, would preach any other gospel to you than the one we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again, if anyone preach any other gospel to you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I seek the favor of men or God? For if I still sought to please man, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not an invention of man. For I neither received it, neither was I taught it, but it came through the revelation. Of Jesus Christ. Many of you have heard of my former life in the Jewish religion, how I persecuted the church with violence and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for my father's traditions. But when it pleased God, who called me and set me apart and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me that I might preach him to all nations, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem, the apostles before me, but I went to Damascus. Then, 3 years after, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and stayed with him some 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, except James, the Lord's brother. Now, these things I am telling you, behold before God, for I am not lying. I remained unknown by sight to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which he once destroyed. And they glorified God in me. Then, 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. I communicated to them the gospel which I had preached among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest I had in any way run in vain. But not even Titus, who was with me being Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. Oh, this came about because of false brethren, secretly brought in, who came by stealth to spy out our liberty which we had in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us in to bondage, to whom we did not yield submission a single second, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who would seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality to anyone. For those who seemed to be something added nothing to me. On the contrary, when James, John, who seemed, saw the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing I was also eager to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was in the wrong. For before certain men came from James, he did eat Gentiles. When they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision party. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite, so that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if thou, being a Jew, livest like a Gentile and not as a Jew, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as if they were Jews? We who are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not discard the grace of God. For if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before your very eyes, Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by human effort? Have you so many things in vain? Do you not know that Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness? Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles through faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring and heirs according to the promise. But now, after you have known God, or rather, are known by God, how can you turn again to these weak and beggarly influences? Do you desire to be enslaved by them all over again? You observe the days, the months, the times and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have labored in vain for you. You know, because of my physical infirmity, how I preached the gospel to you at the first, and my trial, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected. But you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where then is the blessedness you once enjoyed? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. Am I therefore now your enemy because I tell you the truth? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? I have confidence in you through the word that you will have no other mind in this, but that he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I preach circumcision, why do I suffer this persecution when the offense of the cross has been taken away? I would that those who trouble you would go all the way and cut everything off. You have been called to liberty. Only use not liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the law is fulfilled in this one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed by one another. This I say then: walk in the Spirit, and you shall not gratify the lust of the flesh. For the flesh strives against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Now, the works of the flesh are clear, which are these: adultery, fornication, unkindness, lascivious, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, hostilities, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, debauchery, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you also in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and lusts. Live in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Brethren, who want to have you circumcised, do so only so they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory. save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of Jesus Christ. Brethren, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.